What is happening, this, that, and those listeners? What's going on, everybody? How you guys doing today? So, you guys voted on that Twitter poll that I posted about what you want me to talk about. And so, you guys know that I got the puppy. His name's Tucker. He's a Mastiff. He's all black with orange stripes, and I wanted to name him Tiger. They wanted to name him Tucker. Tucker won, unfortunately. I know it's like a lame name, but I'm not gonna, don't tell Tucker, because he's gonna get super, he's a little bit sensitive. He's a little baby. Yeah, he is basically like having a little baby. I hold him like a baby sometimes. He's teething, so he likes to nip. He's not a biter, but he nips. It's frustrating, to say the least. But what are you gonna do, you know? He's a little pup. Love him. He's already got me under his paws. I'll do whatever I want, or whatever he wants. He looks up at me with these little puppy eyes, and I can't help but just want to squeeze his little face. He's like, he is a puppy, so he's a little bit awkward. Like, not awkward, but he trips over his own feet and shit. And today, we're playing catch in the house, obviously, and I threw the ball at the couch, and he takes off, nails the couch, falls over, brings me the ball back. I'm like, it's a little unorthodox, man, but you'll get it eventually. He's wild as shit. My other dog, he just kind of laid around for a little bit and, like, would kick it. He was cool, but Tucker, man, is a fucking psycho. I love it, though, a little bit, and so I'll take him out to pee, or poop, whatever he's got to do, you know. And he eats everything. He digs in the ground, like, gets acorns. He eats sticks. He eats mulch. He eats grass. He eats twigs, leaves. Today, he ate a spider. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he just looked at me like, what? Aren't I supposed to eat spiders? That's why I like to picture his voice right now. What? What, John? I ran into the couch today. Let me eat this spider. But yeah, he's great. He's fantastic. Some people have fucker dogs, but I think it's the people that raise them. Everybody says, like, oh, if you get a pit bull, they're rough. But I feel like you're just a douche if you raise a douchey pit bull. Dogs are way better than cats. Let's just address this real quick. Cats, like, just walk around and, like, you clean their poop. Feed them. And they just, you kind of pass them by throughout the day. And they're just like, what's up, dude? You're like, what's up? Dogs, you get to cuddle them. Also, dogs, I mean, they've done this before, but cats, if you leave them without food and you end up dying for any kind of reason, a cat's going to eat your cheeks and it's going to eat your lips because it's like the soft tissue. So they're kind of fucked up. Dogs don't do that as much. Also, things that eat you, wolves and coyotes, and they're going to eat you ass first, okay? Bears do it too. These are just facts, people, not opinions. It's because, like, something with the, like, how warm it is. Like, the meat, they want it fresh, you know? They want that grade A anus meat. Coyotes are fucking crazy. You know when, like, animals howl? It's the leader of the pack, like, doing a roll call for the other animals. Like, making sure, like, oh, is everybody here? All right, cool, let's get it. Coyotes, though, when they do it, it sounds like it's insane. They sound like sirens. That shit is nuts. I love it, though. It gets me all worked up, clearly. What's that app called? It's like Saraha. Is that? I don't know if that's really how you say it, but I asked you guys to send me some questions or some stuff, and I was going to read them on the podcast, and you delivered. Okay, you guys did a great job. I'm going to read them all. I took some screenshots. I didn't really read them, but I took screenshots of them. So, first one, you need more polls. I'm assuming that's referring to Twitter polls, and I don't really know what you want me to put polls for. Now, I don't really get a whole lot of votes, but I will, you know. I'll put some more polls up there. Can we text? Well, don't know ya. And, do have a girlfriend, so probably not. If you're a dude and you want to text about my podcast, or if you're a girl and you want to be on the podcast, yeah, we could text, but I'm not gonna give my number out on my podcast. Goals for the next 5 years. Ooh, this is a deep one. definitely move out. Hopefully move out of Parma. People always talk about Parma and Cleveland. Look, I love Cleveland. You guys, I love it. But I don't want to stay here. People say it's the greatest city, whatever. Not for me, it's not. So I want to move. I'm really enjoying the podcast. If I could do something with this, at first I started just, I mean, I'm still going to do it just for fun, but if I could get like something from this, I would love that more than anything. This is like people always say, like just fucking, they'll comment and be like, oh yeah, this, that, and those. I'm like, what do you want me to say? Are you listening to them? Are you trying to mock me for doing something that I love? Congratulations, you're a douche. More than anything, I kind of want to just find my career. That shit's confusing. I don't care what you say. I'm 23 years old and I still don't know what I want to do with my life. And it's terrifying. It really is, because I feel like all my friends, they got their shit together. I feel like most people have their shit together, but I don't. I know I don't, and it's scary. So that's probably my main goal, is just figure my shit out. Like you without the hair. Well, thank you. Most people on this thing have been just dogging me for being bald, so thank you. Took cushion for a pushing to a whole new level. Thanks for calling me fat, you fucking asshole. Look, I try to work out. I do. But I also like food. I'm not going to starve myself. So, that's your opinion, sir. Or ma'am. You're entitled to it, but you're a douche. You know what to do. You're right. I do know what to do. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Just kidding, I don't know what to do. You should have told me what to do and I would have did it. You're cool and funny. Sucks that we don't chat anymore, but it's whatever. Well, how about we do chat more, friend? I don't know what to tell you on that one. I don't know who you are, so I can't just contact you. So you gotta contact me, and we could chat if I'm funny. Hopefully I make you laugh with the podcast. Is this shit all really anonymous? Sure is. I don't know who you guys are. Grow some hair. Oh, wait, you can't. Twice. Two times in a row. Okay, asshole. well, the last person said that they liked me without hair, so you are just rude, mister, ma'am. You're gay. Spelled Y-O-U-R. Gay. Well, you're dumb, because you can't spell your. just kidding, you're cool as fuck. Thank you. You look you look like Bruce Willis in 2007 Britney had a baby with Down syndrome. Oh my god. Well, Bruce Willis is super successful, and Britney got her groove back, bitch. It's Britney, bitch. So, you are just a mean person. I'm not going to give you promotion. Do you wash your head with soap or shampoo? All right. I know that was just you being douchey, but I was washing my head with soap, but it makes your, if you're bald, it makes your head super oily. So even if you're bald and you have an oily head, you have to wash your head with shampoo so that the hormones, it's something with the hormones. So I wash my head with shampoo, even though there's no hair there. You suck balls. All right. I didn't know. You suck balls. Yeah, well, I didn't want to put it out here, but you just did. I love Katie. Okay, good for you and Katie. I have a cousin named Katie. Maybe it's Rich. If this is Rich, and you're talking about my cousin Katie, I'm happy for you too. If you're just talking about a random Katie, I'm really happy for you. If you're talking about like my ex-girlfriend Katie, I don't know why you would tell me that, but I'm happy for you too. This is getting weird. Damn sexy tongue emoji. Thank you. Even though I'm bald and everybody wants to make fun of me out here. If the only way to save the Cavs season was to sacrifice your firstborn to the great Lord Cthulhu, would you do it? Well, like save the Cavs season. Depends. If we're getting championship 81 or 82 and 0 too, keeping Kyrie, you know, I might. I can't call it. Put that right in front of me and maybe I'll give you your answer. I want all the cards on the table. I can't call it as of now, but if somebody came up to me with that as a serious offer, I might. Is sucking your own schlong considered gay? Here's the thing. I wouldn't tell anybody, but I don't think it's gay. if you could do it, kudos. Just don't give yourself a facial, because then it kind of gets gay. Actually, don't swallow either, because then it's still gay. Give yourself a facial. Don't swallow. But make sure you play with your own balls, because that's cool. So, yeah. Shit and eggplant emoji. Okay. Are you single? No, I am not. You could follow my significant other at JCouchma on everything, though. She's pretty dope. She's kind of funny sometimes. What's the kinkiest thing you've done? Is sucking your own schlong considered gay? No, I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm not going to answer that. Because I can't think it. When you put somebody, I should have read these. Because you put me on the spot. And the kinkiest thing I could think of is probably like shoving an eggplant in my ass, but that's really not that kinky, or when I open mouth kissed a horse, but that's neither here nor there. Favorite person? My mom, hands down. Love my mom. Raised me, single mom, had me when she was 16, and, I mean, I turned out okay. I'm not, like, perfect, but, no, I'm alright. Okay, do you think you're a piece of shit? Thoughts? And then the next one says, piece of shit. So I'm assuming it's the same person. They were said a minute apart from each other. Look, I'm not a piece of shit. I might have done piece of shit things. But if I've ever done anything shitty to you, like truly shitty, I know that I've apologized. Because I'm like quick to do, like react to things. But I'm quicker to apologize because I know that it's shitty. So I don't want to be like douche or anything. So I apologize if you really think I'm a piece of shit. Anyway. But you're probably just, that's like something super cunty for someone to say that you're a piece of shit. Like, cunty people out there say things like that just to hurt your feelings. You're a tracksuit away from looking like a second-rate Eastern European drug dealer named Yuri the Crackhead. I don't have any tracksuit. What? You are a monster, my friend. Yuri? Yuri? I'm more upset about the name. I don't care about the drug dealing thing. Jesus. Wow. Monster. I wish we knew each other. Heart eyes. Damn, I wish you were mine 100. Well, I'm sorry, mister, but, yeah, I'm sorry. Would you rather get ass fucked by Mandingo, but then you get to pick any two girls you want for a threesome, or never have any kind of sex again, handjobs and blowjobs included? That, my friend, wow, that's super detailed. And it seems like, by the way you typed this, that you were in a rush to type it, but you thought that out really quick. I'd like to have you on my podcast. Anyway, do I get to pick the conditions? Because if no one ever finds out, and I get, like, a ton of lube and maybe, like, something to numb my anus, I'm probably going to get fucked by Mandingo, which is terrifying. Plus, but you got to look at it like this, too, because kind of like a colonic, too. Like, it would really clean you out. Shit that has been backed up in there would just fall out. So, he'd kind of be doing me a favor. Unless he packed it all in there. Oh, that would suck. You'd just pack even tighter in there. Oh, no pun intended. But then, I don't know who my two girls would be. It'd probably be, I don't know. I really don't. Bunch of tongue emojis. I thank you, maybe? I see your girlfriend at Sweet Frog all the time. She is very nice. Oh, well, next time you see her at Sweet Frog, tell her you listen to my podcast. And just to make her feel good, tell her that you listen to one of the ones with her in it, too. And tell her that I talk about her all the time on this thing. Yeah. Heard you suck a lot of taint and hairy asshole. Wow. Well, here's the thing. The taint is the part between your balls and your asshole, so you can't really suck that. Hairy asshole? I don't suck any hairy asshole. I said in the one podcast that I licked a butt before. You don't go straight for the asshole. I mean, it happens. But you don't set out like, I'm about to eat this asshole. And never a hairy one. You avoid that. You're a jerk. Anyway. When I first meet you, I thought you had the Benjamin Button disease. Now I know the truth. You're just ugly. You're just mean. That... Oh my god, when I first met you, I thought you had the Benjamin Button disease. Now I just know the truth, you're just ugly. That is so... That's fucking good. I really got nothing. I'm sorry that you stayed around so long that you realized that I was actually aging more at such a young age. You probably thought, like, he was born bald and a little overweight. And as he gets older, he'll get a nice caramel tan and grow some hair, lean out. By the way, if you say caramel, you are a douchebag. Don't ever get in my face with some caramel. Or syrup. Who the fuck do you think you are ordering pancakes and syrup? It's syrup. Or milk. It's a M-I-L-K. It's milk. It's not milk. It's not M-E-L-K. Man, some shit just bugs me. Ever think that April Fool's Day is April 2nd and we've been fooled this whole time? Oh my god. I have geniuses listening to me. I never thought of that. How did you think of that? You, my friend. Wow. We should debate that. Wow. What if Oh, speaking of that, I don't know why this struck this, but you know how they say that, like, when you die, you, like, have your whole life flash ahead of you again? What if we're all dead and we're just reliving that little bit of time? What if we're all dead right now? That'd be crazy, too. JC just got here. She just tripped over Tucker, I think. All Adidas'd out. Sometimes JC wears her Adidas with her Adidas pants and an Adidas shirt. And it's like, she is a spokesperson for Adidas. I think she just gave up on my love. She's leaving. Oh yeah, I was talking about coyotes and shit before. You know how in the one podcast that I was talking about how I wanted to get bit by a shark? Not attacked, but bit. The beach that we were at, Topsail, is ranked 4th in shark attacks. And I was doing everything right. So, they need to check their facts. And before we went there, a kid from Ohio got bit in the calf, like a little baby bite. And another girl had to get like 70-something stitches. She was sheriffing it up. And, yeah, and I got nothing. I just wanted something in between, like, the little calf bite and the 70 stitches. Like, I don't know what I wanted, but I wanted something. If you hear JC, it's because she's talking to Tucker. You instantly fall in love with this guy. He's perfect. Okay. She said, I can't relate, if you didn't hear it. Sports news. I'm not going to talk about just Kyrie, but, like, the only Kyrie news that I got is Dan Gilbert. He was talking about, if you've, like, paid attention to it, I'm sure you're not just using my podcast for your information, but if you are, I thank you. But Dan Gilbert said that the reason we didn't get Paul George for Kyrie is because Indy was holding out. He said Indy could have done better with their trade offer. And then LeBron, Derrick Rose, and get this, Eric Bledsoe are working out together in either LA or like Vegas or something. Eric Bledsoe, though, plays for the Suns. He was part of one of the trade options for the Cavs to get. So, I don't know. Look into it or don't. I don't care. Draymond Green, he's a dude from the Warriors. He's getting sued by an ex-Michigan State player for a bar attack. He's like, they were just fighting or something. I don't really know the details of it, but he's getting sued on assault charges. Is this really surprising anyone that, like, the dirtiest player in the NBA is getting sued for an assault charge? Like, I don't know why that's... Yeah, anyway, I don't know, this keeps pausing. He lost the earring, and Julio Jones lost his earring, $150,000, and he hired a dive team to go find it, which... I don't blame him because it's a $150,000 earring. I don't know how much a dive team costs. I'm going to hire my own dive team to go find it before he does. I'm going to offer them $10 a piece, but if they find the earring, I'll give them $50 a piece or maybe even $1,000 a piece. I'll hire a bunch of them. Bunch of those fuckers. More sports. John Jones, you know, like the baddest man on the planet, he said that he would love to fight Brock Lesnar. But it was like some Facebook Live thing. Somebody asked him. He said he would love to. He's a big boy. But he would look forward to the challenge. For sure, John, don't say that. Brock Lesnar will literally eat you alive. That dude eats baby fetuses. He has a line of little Chinese people making shoes, and he eats the people after they make the shoes. He doesn't even pay them. Lesnar, somebody asked him about it. He said, I'll fight John anytime, anywhere, but he should be worrying about the fight with DC this weekend. And then ESPN posted something on Instagram, like saying, like, just the story about, like, John Jones saying that. John Jones commented on it and said, light work. For sure, not light work. Don't say that, John. I love you. You're my favorite fighter of all time. Don't say that Brock Lesnar is light work, because he is a scary, scary human. More MMA. Mayweather-McGregor. If you don't want to spend $100 on the pay-per-view for it, you could go to a movie theater and watch it. Yeah. You could get some popcorn for like $8, a pop for $8, maybe some pretzel nuggets with cheese for like another $7. And it's really not a whole lot cheaper. This is like if you're going to it by yourself, because it costs about $40 for a ticket to this, like the movie theater thing. So if you're going there with like a boy, like one of your dudes, or God forbid three of you, you guys just wasted money, because you all could have went in and paid for the pay-per-view that's going to be $100. So, I mean, if you're a loner, go by yourself. Actually, no, if you're a loner, message me and we'll buy it together. We won't hashtag no $40 tickets. Yeah, the only other thing I wanted to talk about today was people who know everything. Which, sometimes JC says that I'm one of those people. Because, here's the thing though. If you, sometimes if you know you're right, you just have to like, just be right. I guess I do it too much. I'll work on it. But, like, you can't even have a conversation with those people. Like, if I know I'm wrong, I'll listen. But if I know for a fact I'm right, or if I really, really just want to argue about something, I'll pretend I'm right. But, yeah, those people are, like, the worst. Like, the ones that are super douchey about it, and they just, like, want you to feel like you're stupid for some reason, or, like, that they already knew it. Those people are just, they're awful people. They're cunty people. You shouldn't talk to those people. No, they're not cunty. I apologize. But they really are. Like, you can't even have a conversation, so why would you hang around those people? They, like, I know many, 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 many people like that. And that's why I said they're not cunty. It's just like, what, where are we going to go from here? If you're always right, why should I even bring up anything? Yeah, you just, I don't know, conversations are just not fun with those kind of people. Tomorrow is Thursday, and the UFC 214 is on Saturday. So, I will either, I don't know if you guys heard it, it paused again. This app's being weird. If anybody knows what's going on with Podbean, it's been, like, pausing when I'm recording. I don't know if it's when I get too loud or what. Anyway, if you vote for your JC and she gets plus 60%, no, not even plus 60%, if she gets over 50% of the votes, me and her will do a podcast tomorrow night after Shark Week. And then maybe after we watch, what was that show we watched yesterday? Mm. We're going to actually, we're going to watch Shark Week, and we're going to watch Real Housewives. And I'm going to break it down. She's going to break it down if she gets over 50% of the votes on the Twitter poll. And then, so if she gets over 50%, we're going to do a podcast. And then my UFC 214 podcast will be on Friday. Or maybe I'll just put it all together. Who knows? That's the beauty of having your own podcast. JC, any last words?
Suck it. Wait, peace.
She said suck it. Until next time, peace.